The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk. Jess's Tech Takeover.
Yes, Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent, the hardest working woman in Boston. She was on the show earlier today. She's hot-footing it out to Whoop afterwards, as she told us earlier. But the tech takeover waits for nobody. So, Jess, humanoid robots. This is kind of Terminator, basically.
Essentially, yeah, kind of.
Terrifying.
This is something that I've spoken a little bit about over the last few years, because, you know, that conference I go to every January, the Consumer Electronics Show, takes place in Las Vegas. They had a projection that by 2030, most of us would have humanoid robots in our gaffs. So rather than you stacking the dishwasher or ironing your shirts, you'd have a humanoid robot there doing its thing. We now know that companies like Boston Dynamics, based obviously here in Boston, we know that Elon Musk's Tesla, a whole host of big players are looking to dominate in this space. And yesterday, in this very city, there was a huge conference that took place showcasing America's vision, their want and their need to be number one when it comes to the humanoid robot race. We heard this recently enough in terms of AI as well. They are closely looking at what the Chinese are doing in this space. And although it wasn't sort of on the agenda, like everything else, tariffs cropped up. Because Boston Dynamics, an incredible company who does, like, you know, the robot dogs that we've talked about before, the kind of creepy looking things, they are visionaries and they are innovators and all of these amazing things. But to make all the tech that they make, where do they get the parts from, Kieran?
Outside the United States, I would suspect.
Bing, 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 bing. Yes. And this is going to be massively problematic. Because although you have brilliant ideas and you have brilliant engineers and you have a brilliant vision, you need the parts. So it looks like the tech sector is going to be scuppered by the tariffs if a resolution doesn't come to play. And for those who might be wondering, Sherlock and Sherlisten, who actually needs a humanoid robot? They're not just there to fill your dishwasher. There's also very practical uses. There are examples in China where they are being utilized to take care of the elderly. They are companion bots. They can do a lot of the sort of manual heavy lifting. They don't need breaks. They don't need sick pay. They might need a bit of maintenance, but that's the height of it. So there's definitely a business case for this, right? But like everything else, it is up in the air at the moment as to what will happen to America's vision and dream of being number one.
All I wanted to do is stack the dishwasher and iron my shirts. Anyway, what's your tech tip this week?
A tech tip. So you know that I am a bit of an aviation nerd. I love traveling.
Yes.
I'm all about it. But if you're traveling over the next wee while, what I would recommend you do, if you're not already doing it, because I've said this before, but download all of the airline apps. I am a big advocate. I have the Aer Lingus app, I have the Delta app, I have all of the airline apps. I've created accounts, I use my membership number, I collect my points. And when you do that, particularly as we're entering into the summer months now, if you are planning to go abroad, build up the perks. Use the perks. If you are, say, on the Aer Lingus app, you can build up your Avios points if you're doing your shopping in certain supermarkets, if you're buying clothes in certain places. And those points translate to money off flights. So be smart, do it. And then also, I was saying to you guys yesterday when we were leaving Canada, I always check on Flight Radar and I see the type of the plane, I see what time it took off the day before, if there are usually delays, all that kind of stuff. But fully tap into the tech when you are travelling.
God, you really are a nerd. What's your tech rec?
The Social Network, keeping with my nerdy theme.
Oh, Jess, not the movie.
Yeah, we're in Boston.
I know, but it's a bad movie. Could you not
How
have picked...
How very dare you?
I mean, Good Will Hunting you could have picked. That's in Boston. The Departed.
But
and
I'm a
dork.
And
then we could have kept saying The Departed. The Departed.
I'm a dork.
I know, I promised I wouldn't do it, didn't I?
Yeah, no, you've let yourself down.
The Departed. Yeah. Mystic River, The Town.
I love The
Gone
Town.
Gone Baby Gone.
Gone Baby Gone's very sweet. Actually, The Town. Okay, so, if you don't like The Social Network, I would say everyone should watch it. It's the birth story of Facebook. It is based here. You get to see the beautiful Harvard campus.
Avid.
But because we are going to Fenway Park later on, I would say watch The Town and think about us and watch. And hopefully Kieran will stop doing the accent in the next 30 seconds.
No chance. Absolutely no chance. Jess Kelly, good luck at Whoop. You're going to be talking to us about that tomorrow. So they had a huge announcement today, is it?
Yeah, we are getting getting the next iteration of Whoop. Very, very exciting. They are looking to keep well people well for longer. This could be the solution to the trolley crisis and the healthcare crisis that is taking place, not just at home in Ireland, but around the world as well. How will that work? Will it be affordable? I'm going to get all of the answers to these questions and I will have a full report for you on tomorrow's show.
And as Jess said right at the outset, if you are indeed unwell, despite all of that intervention, there will be a robot to bring you to the toilet and all of that sort of stuff in the not too distant future. How thoroughly depressing. Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent, thank you very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.